Welcome to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We trust that this message will speak into your life.
Yes, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place, Lord. Come and fill the heart of every person that's here this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that as we're going to receive a message from you, Lord, that you would deposit something significant, something weighty in each and every person's heart this morning that they can take into this week, Lord, and make a difference for you. On there where we face some challenges and obstacles, like we sang this morning, Lord, you are the solid rock. On you we can rely. We praise you for that. And we hold on tightly to that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you to the worship team. Special thank you to Michaela and Marcus. They're a bit sick this morning. So guys, thank you for your commitment in leading us this morning in worship. Thank you so much. Now, as we sang this morning, I just felt something pressed on my heart. And the last couple of weeks on the various biking groups that I'm on, and I'm sure many of you are on those groups as well, we've seen a lot of folk involved in motorcycle accidents. And so this morning, I want to ask if you ride a motorcycle, whether it's dirt track or racetrack, whether it's commuting, or whether it's just on the weekends, will you please stand? We would like, as a family, to just pray over each and every one of you this morning. Even if you used to ride one and you're not riding one now, but you're planning to get one again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, as a church, we've seen over the last couple of weeks that when a family of believers stand united as one, God moves powerfully. And so because of that testimony, we're going to pray God's protection over each and every one of you this morning. Let's close our eyes. Father God, thank you so much for each and every one of these precious men and women, sons and daughters of you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would keep your hand of protection over each and every person. Lord, as they start those engines, twist the throttle, and just enjoy the wind on their bodies, Lord, and the freedom of riding a motorcycle. Lord, I pray that you keep them safe, Lord. And then very specifically, you give each and every person discernment as they ride their motorcycle. Where to slow down. Where to maybe not lean so much in that twisty. Where to look out for this or for that. Where to be extra careful. Lord, thank you that we have the privilege of doing this, praying over family, Lord. And thank you also for blessing each and every one of these people, Lord, with motorcycles. Every time they ride it, they can ride for the glory of God. And pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Welcome to take your seats. So, Lionel alluded to the men's sleepover. And so, I'm just going to market it a bit more this morning. So, whether you use beard oil or Q20 to keep your beard all nice and shiny, then the sleepover is for you. If you want to hear how you can make a number 10 spanner do the work of a number 13 spanner, then this men's sleepover is for you. We're also going to teach you how to talk like a man. For example, when someone asks you how many push-ups you can do, you're going to say all of them. So, don't miss the men's sleepover. We're going to give you something special to remember this sleepover by. So don't miss it. Fathers, bring your sons. Sons, bring your dads. Bring your mates. Come and enjoy this men's sleepover with us. No need to worry what we're going to eat. We men, we're going to braai. We don't even worry about breakfast because whatever is left from the braai will be breakfast. It's going to be a men's sleepover. So don't miss out. Okay. So I saw Bunny here this morning, all the way from KZN. Bunny, thank you so much for visiting us this morning. And Colin and his guys from Groblersdal, thank you for joining us this morning. And then Kunda. And then Ethan there at the back. I mean, that 11-year guy, he's been running our lights for us. Ethan, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So with that, let's jump into this morning's message. So today we're wrapping up our series, Like, Subscribe, and Share. And so over the last couple of weeks, we said that when it comes to like, we all like to spend time with people from who we experience love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. We also said that it's very difficult to disciple people who do not like to be around you. And then we spoke about subscribe. And we said that there needs to be change in your life when you say you follow Jesus. What's the evidence of you following Jesus? So you've subscribed to being a Jesus follower. What's the evidence of that? If there's no change, then being a Christian, then it's maybe just empty words. There needs to be change when we say we follow Jesus. So this morning, we're wrapping up with the word share. And so taking all of this together, we can say that we want to cultivate a community of Jesus followers while fueling the expansion of God's church. And so that person that started to hang out with you because of how you made them feel, that person saw the evidence of Jesus in your life. In the good times and in the bad. They saw authenticity. And so what's happening now is that because of what they've seen and what they've experienced, they're now in a point in their faith journey where you're starting to see change. They're in a point in their faith journey where they're starting to invite other people. Because of you investing in them, they're starting to share what it's like to hang out with these people that they now call family. And so, the amazing thing is, what's happening here is the people that started to hang out with you, you see them now invite others to your life group. You now see them invite others to church. And so what happened over the weeks, months, maybe even years that you've invested in this person's life? Know what happened? You just discipled someone. And so, because of that whole disciple process, they are now bringing others to this family of Jesus, so that others too can discover that there is a purpose. They have a purpose in life. Jesus has a plan for them. They can discover freedom. And they can get to know Jesus and enter into a lasting relationship with Him. And so maybe like, subscribe, and share is a different way of saying Go into all the world. Make disciples of all people. And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Cultivating a community of Jesus followers while expanding the church as God intended it. See, there's no greater reward than seeing someone that you've been investing in say yes to Jesus and see how their lives change, how God does a work in their lives. And so, why share the gospel? Why share what God has done for you? We live in a broken world where every second other guy is a Google professor and you can't tell him anything about the gospel. Why bother sharing? I want to read Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20 to you. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of age. And so what we're reading here is not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. It's a command of God. It means it's not whether you want to or not. You say you follow Jesus and your life is evidence of that. Then you do. Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. You share Jesus. And so part of loving your neighbor as yourself, means that you're going to share the Jesus you have in you with your neighbor because you love them as yourself. You're going to share Jesus with them and see how God does a work in their lives. We need to share because people need to hear the truth. We live in a world where many people find themselves in a space where they feel that nobody cares. Many people find themselves in a space where they feel that I won't be missed. We live in a world where many people feel that there's no way out. A world where many people feel that I've messed up so terribly. I'm so far down this road. Die gemors is so groot. There's no coming back from this. And so, people need to hear the truth. You need to phone someone and chat to them. You need to make an appointment and go see someone. Look them in the eye. Say, brother, you love. My mate, you need to hear the truth. You have a purpose. Hey dude, you need to know you can make a difference. Hey bro, I know that you feel that this mess is so big that there's no turning back from it. You need to know that nothing can separate you from God's love for you. My mate, you need to hear today, no matter what your past looks like, the current gemors that you're finding yourself in, Jesus is bigger than that. And He can do something very significant in your life. Al kom al die wiele af, al slaan al die deure toe. My broer, jy moet weet, Jesus kan dinge omdraai. my mate, we need to look you in the eye today and say we care about you. We need to share because we live in a world where people need to hear the truth. Because many folk find themselves in a space where they believe the lie of hopelessness. We need to share because if you say you follow Jesus, then you need to follow in His footsteps. And so Luke 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." You need to keep an open eye and a listening ear for folk who find themselves in this space where they're hopeless, where they feel that they don't have a purpose. And you need to come and speak into that. Maybe for you and me it is spending less time preaching to the choir, spending more time talking to the lost, bringing them to a place here that they can call home, where they can discover that God has a plan for them, there's a purpose, where they can find freedom, where they can make a difference, where they can enter into a lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to share because many people in this day and age, and I think specifically this year with elections looming, many people find themselves in a space where they worry, where they stress. How am I going to make the end of this month? How am I going to make ends meet? Many people find themselves in a space where they are restless. So we need to share so that folk can discover God's love for them and His peace. That kind of peace that you can't explain. There's not quite words to explain how weighty that peace is. It's the kind of peace that gives you the assurance that God has got you. No matter what the future looks like, no matter what you're currently finding yourself in, that kind of peace that gives you the assurance that God has got you and you will get through this victoriously. And so, I want to read John 14:27 from the ESV. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And so, how can I share? Practically, for you and me, when we head out here this morning and into the week tomorrow, how can we share? First of all, you need to pray about these people. You need to talk to Jesus about the people before you talk to the people about Jesus. You need to pray. You can share by living a life that is evidence of you following Jesus. Even when you make mistakes, even when you mess up, the evidence of you following Jesus is in how you take accountability. In the good times and the bad, your life needs to show that you follow Jesus. We can share by extending a simple invite. Hey mate, come join us for life group this week. Maybe the guy looks a bit baffled and he says, "What the heck is life group?" Say, "Bro, it's just a group of people, bunch of oaks like you and me, getting together and we talk about life and just we discover Jesus. That's it. It's all about building relationship." And a life group is a great place to start with it. You can share by extending a simple invite, someone to come join you at church on a Sunday morning. Maybe it goes something along the lines of, dude, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, I'm meeting you at the Shell garage, and then we ride to church. We come have a lekker brekkie here and sip on some coffee. And then we soak in the word. Then afterwards, we're going to stretch the legs of those motorcycles and we're going to go on a brunch run. Maybe that's what an invite to church looks like. We can share by simply sharing what Jesus did for you. Your testimony. All of us sitting here, we have a story to tell. Either on how you met Jesus, or on how everything changed the day you said yes. Maybe you found yourself in a space where everything seemed hopeless, but you stayed faithful and you just saw God step into that and turn things around. Each of us have a story to tell. And it's powerful. It can make a difference in someone's life. Then, never underestimate the value of an in-person, face-to-face prayer. You know, when the Holy Spirit presses it on your heart, go pray for that person. Don't delay. There's a reason He's pressing it on your heart right now. Don't delay. Go do it. Could be the very thing that person needs to hear that day. Listen for the Holy Spirit's whisper. And then, guys, I think many of you can attest to this. There's few things as powerful as someone stepping in and helping you in your hour of need. We can share by helping people in the hour of need. That makes a difference, and that guy will remember it forever. Sometimes we need to listen more, speak less. Sometimes showing someone how much you care is in showing them how you listen. Not always all about you. And then, it's not your job to judge people and to change them. It is your job to give them a place to belong and to help them to believe. Jesus will bring the change. The stuff that needs to change in their lives, Jesus will press it on their hearts as they draw closer and closer to Him. You just need to give them a place to belong. Love them. Love them. Walk with them in life's journey, in all life's ups and downs. They will remember it. And sometimes you hear testimonies of people saying, you know what? That day when I stepped into church looking like this or that, that day at the Jewel when I spoke this way, you said nothing. Didn't judge me. Didn't tell me I'm not allowed to do this or that. Just loved me. That's why today I'm here and I'm following Jesus. Because you showed me the love that I read about in God's Word. First Peter 3:15. If someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Guys, all of us sitting here this morning, we're a work in progress. None of us have arrived. And so when you speak to others, don't speak to them as if you arrived. You're not better than them. God's still doing a work in all of us. And He's desiring people to say yes to Him, that He can do a work in their lives too. So, are you a mother, father? Do you ride for a club? Do you ride only on weekends? Do you commute? Do you do physical hard labor with your hands? Or is your job behind a computer? No matter who you are, you have a mission. That is to share Jesus with as many people as you can. Your office, the bike shop, your family, the club, the Joel, that social event. The harvest field is huge. It's all around you. And so, when you exit these doors, we said it the other Sunday, those glass doors there, there's a sign above the door that says you are now entering the harvest field. So when you leave here this morning, you're entering the harvest field. Come next Sunday, return with the harvest in hand. So go into the harvest and return with the harvest in hand. Here's the thing. There's people out there that need to hear about Jesus. And they need to hear it from you guys. From you guys. They need to hear it from you. There's people out there that need to hear from you about Jesus. That could be the very reason that you have crossed paths with them. It's because they need to hear from you about Jesus. You need to share Jesus with them. I want to read Romans 10 verse 14 for you guys. And how can they believe in Him if they have never heard about Him? And how can they hear about Him unless someone tells them? That is why the Scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news. There's people out there that need to hear from Jesus, and the only way they're going to hear is if you tell them. Because when God saved you, He had those people in mind. You have a mission. So when people like, they subscribe. When they subscribe, they start to share. Give them a place to belong. Help them to believe. Come and be a part of a family that's cultivating a thriving community of Jesus followers while fueling the expansion of God's church. You have a mission. There's people who need to hear about Jesus from you. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Father God, thank You so much that we have the privilege of getting together like this on a Sunday. Just worship You, Lord. Get together like this and enjoy fellowship with men and women just like us, who desire to have more of You, who desire to change. Lord, thank You that we can come to a place like this that we can call home. Lord, I pray that You would give every person here this morning the boldness to step out and share. You've given each of us a mission. You've given us people in our circle of influence that the very reason they are there, because they need to hear from us about Jesus. Give us the boldness to share that with discernment, Lord. that we can impact lives and change lives for you, Lord. God, as we head out here this morning, pray that you keep each and every family that's represented here safe. May each and every family during this week experience your love for them. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Central Bikers Church podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Look us up on Facebook, Instagram, or visit our website at lifecentralchurch.org.za and get in touch.